So here's something that probably doesn't get enough attention. If you have diabetes, your mouth might be trying to tell you something important. There's this really interesting paper that just came out in NPJ Digital Medicine, and I think it's worth discussing because it tackles a pretty significant clinical problem in a surprisingly clever way. The question they're asking is pretty straightforward, but the answer is anything but. How do we quickly identify people who have both type 2 diabetes and periodontitis? Because if you've got both of these conditions happening at the same time, things get complicated. The health implications compound. Your inflammatory markers spike. Your overall risk profile changes dramatically. And yet, we still don't have a really efficient, non-invasive way to catch this combination early. Here's where it gets interesting. The researchers decided to use something called liquid neural networks. And I know that sounds like something from a sci-fi movie. But stick with me. To analyze salivary metabolic fingerprints. Essentially, they're looking at the chemical signature in your saliva using mass spectrometry and then using an AI model to interpret whether that signature indicates you've got both conditions present. Let's talk about what they actually found, because the results are pretty impressive. The liquid neural network achieved 91.9% accuracy on their test set. But here's what really caught my attention. They got 100% recall for people who actually had periodontitis with type 2 diabetes. That means if someone came in with both conditions, this model caught them. Every single time. That's huge from a screening perspective, because you really don't want to miss high-risk cases. Now, you might be thinking, okay, but don't deep learning models already do this well? And that's a fair question. The interesting thing is that conventional classifiers, we're talking about logistic regression, support vector machines, those kinds of standard tools, they maxed out at an AUC of about 0.73 to 0.78. The deep learning approaches blew that away, and that's because they're actually leveraging the sequential structure of the mass spectrometry data. They're not just looking at individual chemical markers. They're looking at patterns and relationships across the data in a much more sophisticated way. But here's the kicker. And this is where the lightweight part of liquid neural networks becomes relevant. The LNN model only needed about 1/3 of the trainable parameters compared to other recurrent neural networks. That matters. A lot. In practice, that means the model runs faster, it's easier to deploy, it requires less computing power, and it's more likely to generalize well to new patients. You're getting better performance with a leaner, more efficient system. That's not just nice to have. That's actually critical for real-world clinical implementation. So why does this matter beyond just the numbers? Well, think about the clinical workflow for a moment. Right now, if you suspect someone has both diabetes and periodontitis, you're potentially looking at multiple appointments, different types of screening, blood work, dental exams. It's time-consuming and expensive. This approach is non-invasive. It's rapid. You're working with saliva, which is trivial to collect. And you're coupling that with a machine learning tool that's efficient enough to integrate into actual clinical practice. The study design is a cross-sectional analysis, which is appropriate for a screening tool validation. They're showing feasibility here, which is valuable. The combination of PESI-MS salivary metabolic fingerprinting, that's the mass spectrometry analysis of saliva with the liquid neural network, creates something that's genuinely practical. What I find particularly elegant about this is that they're using the structure of the data itself. Mass spectrometry doesn't just spit out a list of chemicals, it generates a sequence of signals over time. Traditional machine learning approaches treat that like a static list of features. But these neural networks understand it as a sequence. They pick up on the timing and ordering of signals, That's why they perform so much better than conventional approaches. They're fundamentally more suited to the data you actually have. So what's the takeaway here? We're looking at a genuinely promising approach for identifying people at high risk. People with both type 2 diabetes and periodontitis, using something that's faster, cheaper, and non-invasive than current methods. The accuracy is strong, the recall is excellent, and the efficiency makes it deployable. That's the trifecta you want for a screening tool. Now, this is early stage work in terms of real world implementation. They've validated it in their study population. But these kinds of tools need to be tested across different demographics, different clinical settings, and larger patient groups before their standard practice. That said, the foundation here is really solid. This is exactly the kind of innovation that could meaningfully change how we approach screening for these co-occurring conditions in diabetes patients. It's a good reminder that sometimes the best solutions come from combining domain expertise, understanding both the clinical problem and what saliva can actually tell us with a right machine learning tool. In this case, liquid neural networks turned out to be that right tool.